This is WFAE News. I'm Gwendolyn Glenn. It's also Thursday and time for the weekend entertainment lineup. Food, music, and charity are on the agenda, and it's also the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. holiday weekend. Joining me to discuss these and other arts and cultural events around town for this edition of Weekend and Entertainment is Matt Olin, co-founder of Charlotte is Creative. Hi, Matt.
Hey, Gwen.
Well, let's kick things off with this.
Blue moon, you saw me standing alone without a dream in my heart.
That's the iconic blues jazz singer Billie Holiday, known as Lady Day. There's a one-woman show, Lady Day, at Emerson's Bar and Grill that starts tonight, starring Janetta Jackson as Billie Holiday. Matt, tell us about the show and Janetta Jackson.
Yeah, this performance is going to be on stage at Actors Theater. The setting is a bar in 1959 in Philadelphia, and Billie Holiday is giving her one of her last performances, a really riveting performance of the lady and her music mere months before her death. Now, Janetta Jackson will be making her Actors Theater of Charlotte debut as the legendary Lady Day. She has show credits like Sister Act, where she played Dolores Van Cartier, as well as Beehive, the 60s musical Crowns, Shrek the musical. She's a really accomplished performer.
Matt, I saw the show some years ago, and it is powerful and a compelling 90-minute intimate portrayal of Lady Day. So what are the dates for the show here?
The show starts tonight, and it runs through Saturday.
Great. And continuing in the jazz vein, there's a lecture and concert coming up on the music of this legend. That's the legendary saxophonist John Coltrane, of course, a North Carolina native. Matt, there's going to be a free lecture on Friday and a concert featuring Coltrane's music. Tell us more about those two events.
That's right. Musician Philip Wack will talk about the life and music of Coltrane at a pre-concert lunch session. That's going to be from noon to 1 on Friday the 17th at the Library Main Branch in the Francis Auditorium. That is free. It is open to the public. You're welcome to bring a brown bag lunch and just enjoy the discussion over lunch.
That sounds like that's going to be a lot of fun. And I'm sure most people know about Coltrane, but just remind us what a great musician he was. And tell us a bit about Philip Wack, who will be performing Coltrane's music at the concert.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Coltrane, he led over 50 recording sessions. He's appeared on many, many albums with jazz greats like Miles Davis, Thelonious Monk, on and on. He was inducted into the North Carolina Music Hall of Fame, Downbeat Hall of Fame. He received a Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award, a Pulitzer Prize. He's a legend. Now, as for Philip Wack, he's a saxophonist who performs around the world. He shared the stage with everybody, seemingly. I mean, from Lenny Kravitz and Branford Marsalis to The Temptations, Aretha Franklin, and the Jimmy Dorsey Orchestra.
The free lecture will be at the main library on Friday. When, where, and what times will the concert take place?
There's going to be two shows on Friday and Saturday night at 6 p.m. and 8 p.m., and that's going to be at the Stage Door Theater at the Blumenthal Performing Arts Center.
Okay. Well, let's move from music to food. Charlotte Restaurant Week, known as the Queen's Feast, starts this week.
Mm-hmm. Charlotte Restaurant Week. It's an annual event, and for over a week, you can try three-course meals at over 140 restaurants, usually $30 or $35. That's a steal, if you ask me. And it includes places like the Bottle Tree in Belmont, 131 Main, Cajun Queen, the Pump House in Rock Hill, many, many more restaurants.
You mentioned Rock Hill, so it's not just restaurants in Charlotte.
That's right. You'll find restaurants in Gaston County, Fort Mill, Rock Hill, Hickory, Catawba, you name it.
Okay, and it starts when?
It's this Friday to Sunday, the 26th.
And tonight there's the Tom Hanchett and Katie Oates at Manolo's Bakery. What's going on there?
Well, Manolo's on Central Avenue is known for being very civic-minded, especially towards Charlotte's immigrant population. Katie Oates has played at Creative Mornings. Tom Hanchett, a true double threat, right? He's a brilliant musician and one of Charlotte's premier historians. This event is at 7 p.m., and it combines Tom's love of music with his passion for delicious, authentic international cuisine in the Queen City. There you can actually try Mexican pastries, and all the tips are going to the homeless neighbors.
A good cause. This weekend is also Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. holiday weekend, and that means the MLK Parade uptown and lots of other events. Tell us about some of them.
Well, the parade is from 10 a.m. to noon uptown, as you said. It's this Saturday. It's going to start at 9th Street and go all the way to Stonewall. What a great opportunity to hit the Gantt Center for African American Arts and Culture if you haven't been there before.
Yeah, and they always have a full day of events. They have lectures and movies, you name it. So that would be a great way to end watching the parade.
Absolutely.
Stevie Wonder actually wrote his song Happy Birthday for Dr. King in 1981 when many were lobbying for King's birthday to be a federal holiday. Let's let Stevie Wonder take us out. Thanks for being with us, Matt.
Thank you, Gwen.
That's Matt Olin, co-founder of Charlotte is Creative.